I'll just start injury-wise, guys. Capri Bibbs got an ankle. Brandon Marshall, hamstring. And Billy Wynn, a neck issue. So we'll evaluate them when we get back. Y'all go ahead.
How do you feel about Paxton?
You know, well, he got his first win. That's what I feel best about, you know. I thought he did some good things in the first half. Got us in position there for a field goal right before the half. Did a good job at the two-minute. Didn't turn the ball over, which we knew would be huge coming in here. I'm not sure we helped him very much in the second half. You know, we as coaches got to do a better job. I got to do a better job for him. But we came in here and did what we needed to do to win. So step forward, keep going, and we all got to get better. But we hung on. Okay.
Your defense rallied around?
Yeah, they were exceptional, Mike. You know, we knew coming in here we needed to play great defense, win a turnover battle, win a field position battle against this team. They've got a really good defensive football team. I respect them and what they do. So, you know, you got a plan. You come in here. You know, I was concerned about our physical, just our makeup, you know, how tired some of our, you know, but we hung in there and we found a way. We showed a lot of character to come back after last week, go on the road, long trip, and get out of here with the W.
On that run by Booker, did you see, what was your vantage point on Okung and Schofield helping Booker into on the touchdown run?
Oh, I don't know, Troy. I mean,
as Okung was pulling him through and Michael was pushing him. You know, you talked to Booker about finishing plays, right?
Yeah. Well, he definitely finished that one. No, I don't know about the whatever you're talking about, the pulling or whatever. But, you know, Book, I don't know what Book maybe had 40 yards. They were some of the toughest 40 yards I've seen. So there weren't a lot of big cracks out there. But the kid battled. You know, we're down to – we had one back for a period of the game. You know, so it's – took everybody we had, you know.
Greg, you come out on the slow start really for both teams.
Yeah.
Each traded punts in the first quarter. It just seemed like it took a while for the game to kind of get going.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with you. We had a bust on the second play of the game on a play that could have been a big play for us. Weren't really, really sharp, you know. I could feel the fatigue in what was going on, but we played through that, and we pushed ourselves through that, you know, and we found the juice. And, you know, it's what you have to have in this league. So, I told them after the game how I'm as proud of them as I ever been because I could see what they were going through today, but they found a way to muster it up and get out of here with the W, so I'm really proud of them.
Once you went up 17-3, I mean, it is a different game offensively for you, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, the bad thing, we went up 17-3, we kicked the ball out of bounds, am I right? They get the ball at the 40, I think we get two PI calls, they make two fourth downs. I mean, you know, so, you know, you're in position to close games, and then we help them get back in the game, too, with some of the things we did. So, you know, those are things we got to look at, but fourth quarter defensively, we were exceptional. We have two fourth down stops, I think, you know, and you know, get the big turnover at the end. So, I mean, they were, like I said, they were exceptional today throughout the course of the game.
Do you think, Trevor, any progress this weekend?
There's progress. He's out of the boot. He's walking around. You know, I really don't know how much he did before the game today. I don't think he did anything really, but he is out of the boot, walking. He was involved all week. So, it's a day-to-day process. We'll have to see when we get back.
Brad, you had a tough game, or at least tough inning against the Chiefs. What does it mean for him to come up with a play like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Bradley makes a lot of big plays for this team, you know, in situations. And, you know, when you got a Keeb out there and Chris, a lot of times the ball comes Bradley's way in matchups. So a lot of balls coming his way, a lot of back shoulder throws and those type of things. So, and when Bradley gets his hands on the ball, he's capable of making a big play. So that was the difference in the game. Well, I'm encouraged. The thing I like his confidence back there, you know, kids trying to make plays. That one that he didn't catch, it hurt us field position-wise. It was very, very difficult to get to. So I think he gave us a little juice. He's a lot fresher than some of them other guys out there. You could see it with his speed. So hopefully we can, you know, grow from that. Well, we played Ty and some other stuff. We played him at tight end and some of the things we're doing. I don't know how many plays he played. I'm going to say he's probably played between 10 and 15, something like that. So we got a different type of plan going in. But I think Donald's, we'll see. But Ty was part of the game, you know, in a different way.
You said you could feel a fatigue. What do you mean?
Well, I could just see, you know, I mean, we played five quarters last week. We flew a long way to come play this game. I could feel it on the field, but we fought through it, you know, and it's only natural, you know, and the guys really battled through it, I thought, you know. So that's what I guess I'm really proud of because I could feel it, and I think they did a great job of pushing themselves through it.
Anything else?
Okay. In his first game, Paxton took seven sacks. Did you notice a lot more decisiveness in getting the ball out of
Yeah, I mean, well, we tried to help him from that standpoint with what we were doing, offensively. So I think there was some improvement there. But also, you know, we got to make some plays too. So there's a fine line there. He had a couple he could have made late in the game. The thing he's got to do in certain situations, give us a chance with the ball. A couple of deep balls and stuff, give Emmanuel a chance. Had a chance with DT late in the game. So, but he'll learn from that. But like I said, he came in here and protected the ball and got his first W. That's the most important thing.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay.
Who's next?
Paxton.